This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. 30 minutes outside the French city of Nice is Monaco, which you will remember from stamp collecting as its own country. It offers beaches and craps tables and a way to avoid French taxes. And these days, a way to avoid France's tougher coronavirus restrictions. John Lawrenson reports from Monaco.
Lunch in the winter sun on Monaco's café terraces. A few minutes across the border in France, all the restaurants are closed, though some are offering takeout. Here, they're packed with people, very many of them French people. Like Marcel Guérin.
We're from Nice. We've come to eat in a restaurant because in France we're not allowed to. It makes you feel like a teenager again, disobeying your parents.
Monaco resident Caroline Boulanger, whom I met as she emerged from a restaurant a couple of doors down, said keeping restaurants open was helping the economy. The French should do the same, she said. We have to get back to normal economically. France has many more restrictions on businesses than Monaco. You might expect that to turn up in the COVID stats. But according to Johns Hopkins University, Monaco has 10 times fewer COVID deaths per capita. Still, there are quite a few anti-COVID measures here. Francis Poitvin is the owner of the Quai des Artistes restaurant.
1.50 meters les tables.
The tables have to be 1.5 meters apart, no more than 6 people per table, reservations only. Customers must come no later than 2 p.m. for lunch and 8 at night when the curfew starts. We give them a permit so they can go home later, but everyone has to be out by 9:30.
Poitvin says his restaurant business is doing nicely, up 30% this holiday season over last year. And much of that, he says, is thanks to French patrons. In Monaco, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.